another episode of the Algerian Football Podcast. This is episode 3. Hope everyone's doing good. Hope everyone's doing well, whether you're listening on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or watching on YouTube. Hope you're having a good time. Lots to get through in today's show. As ever, we're going to start off once again as the Algeria international break gets sooner and sooner. Still no closer to knowing who exactly we're going to be playing. Now, on last week's show, we spoke about potentially playing two African teams because the European nations were busy with the Nations League. We said Ghana and Guinea looked very likely. Then Brazil, Argentina got called off, which registered an interest from Brazil to play Algeria. Belmadi reportedly has turned down the opportunity to play Brazil. And guess what? Ghana have decided that they now want to play Brazil instead, which means Algeria probably won't even face Ghana. It's another absolute diabolical mess, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I still think Algeria most probably will be playing two games. Now it looks like Algeria will play Nigeria on September 27 in the new Oran Olympic Stadium where the Mediterranean Games were. So with Ghana pulling out, their jollof rice neighbours Nigeria may well be playing Algeria in Oran on September 27th. And the other game could be a friendly again against an African team, maybe a Guinea. But now we could see maybe a cheeky Argentina friendly. Of course, all those years ago we had Argentina 4, Algeria 3. Was that at the Nou Camp? It's a long time ago. I was just a kid. But of course, like I said, Brazil-Argentina got cancelled. So not only Brazil looking for opponents, Argentina also looking for opponents. And of course, they have to play Saudi Arabia in the World Cup group stage. So maybe not Brazil, but looking at Guinea, looking at Nigeria, looking at Argentina, it's two friendlies. But I think more people are interested in who's actually going to play for Algeria in those upcoming friendly matches. We're going to probably see Delors back, hopefully Yassin Adli, hopefully Rayan Aitnouri, Yasser Larroussi, the former Liverpool fullback, who's actually left winger, Gerrard at the Liverpool under-18s, made him a left back. Probably shouldn't trust Gerrard's judgment now, considering how Aston Villa have started the season. And Yasser Larroussi, although he was born in Algeria, wasn't he? He was born in El Oued, so shouldn't be too much of a surprise. It looks like he's going to come and play for Algeria over a place instead of like Yanis Hamash, that sort of backup left-back, full-back role. So him to look forward to. Hussam Awar, always links around Hussam Awar and Algeria. The Nottingham Forest deal seems to have gone down the drain. Palace, Crystal Palace trying to step in. And a Saudi club, Al Nasser, based in Riyadh, have made a bumper offer to sign Hussam Awar. Now, if Hussam Awar goes to Saudi Arabia, surely he plays for Algeria. I think that would almost certainly be an indicator that Hussam Awar plays for the Algerian national team if he went to Al Nasser. But what a waste of talent in his prime. It's not like these sort of Algerian internationals towards the end of their career. In his prime to go to Saudi Arabia would be such a waste of talent. But they have got Rudy Garcia, Hussam Awar's former manager, of course. Also in terms of transfer rumours, Islam Slimani linked to Stade Brestois in France. Of course, they have Belaili, they have Harris Bukubla, and they have Ashraf Dari at the back as well. So look out for Slimani going to Stade Brestois, who of course got a very good win at the weekend, which involved two assists for Mr. Youssef Belaili. Need to see some good statistics from him this season. Good to see him doing well in France. I'm sure almost certainly that Belmadi will be calling him and starting him in the next Algeria squad. So good to see Youssef Belaili get two assists there off the mark for Stade Brestois. Well, I touched upon there the Algerians going to the Middle East. What a waste for these two players we're going to talk about now. Al Gharafa in the Qatari Stars League have signed Ishak Belfadil and Farid Boulaya. That's Belfadil and Boulaya. Two guys still with plenty to offer in their careers. Just gone past 30. Already into Qatar, playing for Al Gharafa at that age. Very similar to what Sofyan Hani did a couple of years ago. For Belfadil and Farid Boulaya to go there, really a complete waste You know, I know we didn't qualify for the World Cup, but it doesn't mean you have to go and play in Qatar for your club instead. When I said I want Algeria to go to Qatar, I meant the bloody national team, not playing your club football in these empty stadiums. So it looks like Ishaq Belfodil and Farid Balayeh are going to be playing in Qatar week in, week out. Such a waste of talent there. So that's how that transfer scene looks. Couple of weeks of the window left. We'll see how the clubs get on. I still want Adam Winners to get a big move. We're going to talk about Nice now. And they've had a shocking start to the season. I don't think they've won a game yet. Of course, they've signed all these players like Schmeichel, like Aaron Ramsey. Very disappointing at the weekend. I think they finished the game with two players sent off. Nice, considering that Liga and how the state of it is, with the players they have, they should be right up there, not challenging PSG, but at least challenging for the Champions League spots, for second and third place. Now, last week's episode, we spoke about Nice having to go to Israel for their UEFA Europa Conference League playoff. Ironically, they went to Israel and they actually lost in Israel. They lost the game, which is an absolute shambles. There's no way Nice should have lost whoever they got put up against. Now, they will actually be out of the Conference League before it even kicks off, which would be absolutely remarkable. Even Tuba's team, I know Tuba got a clean sheet at the weekend, he looked very good, but his team, Basaksehir, 1-1 draw at home, I think, in the Conference League, 20 lost to Fiorentina, Villarreal did well, Mandy played, but if Nice go out to an Israeli side, that is borderline embarrassing. But the main topic we spoke about was about these Algerian players boycotting trips to Israel in favour of the people of Palestine. Now, unfortunately, four players went to Israel and featured in the matchday squad. Andy Delors, Teddy Bulhendi went, Youssef Attal went, and Bilal Brahimi went. Now, that's very disappointing. Of course, we saw Amora with Lugano boycott. We saw Tuba with Basaksehir boycott. But this was four players for one club that all went. Now, I think, this is my theory, because it's a French club, there's a lot of pressure on these players. If they don't go, part of being a French team, and you know this sort of the French pressure on Algerian players. We've seen how many times Lyon players pick France because of the pressure of the club over Algeria. How many times has a player left the French team and then opted to pick the Algerian national team? I think there was a lot of pressure from the Nice hierarchy. I mean, Nice, this is the club that didn't let Andy Delors go to AFCON. If they signed him from Montpellier, they said, look, Delors, we'll pick you up from Montpellier, we'll take you to Nice, but you can't go to the Africa Cup of Nations. You can't. And that's how the whole Belmadi situation started, because of Nice. Now, Nice, I think, are owned by Jim Ratcliffe, the bloke who wants to buy Manchester United. Seems like a bit of a twat, if we're being totally honest. I think there was a lot of pressure on those players, and I think you could have even seen their contracts terminated if they refused to play for Nice. But either way, I don't think Badawi went, right? Very disappointing to see those four go. Now, hopefully in the return leg, they will beat them and there'll be some atmosphere in Nice for that second leg. I hope they beat them. It would be total chaos if they got knocked out in the playoff round. Karma, really, for going, if that was the case. Nice were saying if we didn't take our players to Israel, we would have lost. You lost anyway, you mugs. So, yeah, that was a shocking scenes. Some positive news. Ismail Benassa for AC Milan away to Atalanta. What a goal. Rescued a point for the Italian Serie A holders. What a goal. It's a quick corner routine. Yassine Adli on the bench. Benassa picks the ball up. No one's expecting him to shoot. I don't think the Atalanta players, and that's a good team, Atalanta, didn't think he had it in his locker. Brilliant finish from Benassa. I wonder if we'll see some late moves for him, particularly from Liverpool, who need a midfielder. I was thinking Manchester United, because they need a midfielder, but they did just sign Casemiro. So we'll see. We'll see. Would Benassa go to Liverpool? Liverpool are crying out for a centre mid. They've got a lot of centre mids injured. So that's one to keep an eye on. In terms of staying with the Premier League, Riyad Mahrez didn't even come off the bench. Stayed on the bench. Newcastle 3, Man City 3. If Mahrez played, would it have made a difference? Well, Bernardo Silva, who was apparently leaving the club, ended up starting, getting a goal and an assist from the right wing position. So, well, I know Sterling went, but it looks like we're going to have to worry about Bernardo Silva as a right-wing option, because that's what it seems like this season. But Pep has said, and we should know this by now, to be fair, there'll be a lot of rotation. Even Haaland will be rotated out for Alvarez. There's a midweek game coming up. I think they're home to Forest and home to Palace as well. So Mahrez would almost certainly start one of those. If he didn't start the Palace or Forest home game, if he was benched for both, then I think that's a time for concern. West Ham was there against Brighton. Benrahma started. He almost scored in the first minute. Travelled with the ball cut inside. Almost scored just wide of the target. But three games, three losses. Better beat Viborg in that second leg, get in that group stage. So, you know, West Ham do need to bounce back, hopefully soon. But yeah, obviously the transfers are coming thick and fast. There's not much time left. Doesn't look like Slimani is going to play for Sporting again. Didn't play against Porto, the team he always scores against. So that was a big shame. But that will wrap up the latest episode of the Algerian Football Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Drop a like or leave a 5-star rating wherever you're listening to on whatever platform. Of course, we'll finish with the quiz as ever. Now, last week I asked you which player didn't score against Algeria. It was actually Cristiano Ronaldo. The other two, Guedes and Bruno Fernandes, scored in the Portugal 3 Algeria nil game. But of course, at the time, no one really knew who Guedes and Bruno Fernandes were when that game was played. So it seems like you guys are finding the questions too easy. So today's question won't even be multiple choice. This is the question: which player in Athletic Bilbao's current squad is eligible to play for Algeria right here, right now? There's one player in Bilbao's squad that can play for the Algerian national team right now. He doesn't want to, but who is it? Leave your answer in the comments down below. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next week, inshallah. Have a great week.